The racism in some American classic films is undeniable. Take, for example, the scene from Breakfast at Tiffany's with Mickey Rooney, complete with buck teeth and squinting eyes, playing Audrey Hepburn's irate Asian neighbor, Mr. Uni Oshie.
Mr. Gold Ivory, I protest!
Oh, darling, I am sorry, but I lost my key.
But that was 2 weeks ago! You cannot go on or keep ringing my bell! You disturb me! You must have a key made!
But it won't do any good, I just lose them all.
All the time, a disturbance! I cannot sleep! I got to get to my rest! I'm an artist! I got to call a bike spot on you!
TV cable channels that feature classic movies often cut these now embarrassing and awkward ethnic caricatures, or they refuse to screen the films altogether. This summer, Fox Movie Channel first yielded to protests by canceling a planned festival of 1930s Charlie Chan serials, then decided to go ahead with a scaled-down version of the festival and add a multicultural expert panel to comment on the films. And that's a good thing, says writer Gustavo Arellano. It's important for people to see these movies, he says, even though they make us uncomfortable.
The films are a grotesque legacy of Hollywood's minority character aesthetic. They were infamous even when they first came out. White men in yellowface, spouting dictums so cliched they wouldn't have made it into the average fortune cookie. But there is a risk in banning films that stereotype minorities. The danger is that we try to rewrite history in order to make the past more palatable for present-day sensitivities. But let's face the reality. Part of Hollywood's success lay in dramatizing and reflecting the thoughts and prejudices of mainstream audiences. For decades, those audiences demanded that on-screen minorities be simple-minded buffoons. To deny this reality is to ignore the racist foundation of American cinema and of America itself. Viewers should be able to see Charlie Chan and all the other vintage filmic racial stereotypes. Watching these movies can teach us a lot about why racial demagoguery persists as a marketing tool. Wonder why Abercrombie & Fitch thought it could use Asian caricatures last year to sell t-shirts? See the Charlie Chan canon. Angry that Taco Bell used a Spanish-speaking Chihuahua for their successful Chalupa ads? Check out the Frito Bandito. And please view Spike's Bamboozled for all your blacks as perpetual Sambo needs. To hide these stereotype-ridden movies from the public is to collude in sweeping racism under the carpet. Charlie Chan might or might not have been a great detective, but he does give us many clues about ourselves.
Gustavo Arellano is a staff writer with the Orange County Weekly newspaper based in Orange County, California.